Isabel, congratulations on the big accomplishment and the state championship. What's it like? What have these last few days been like for you as a New York State champ?
Yeah, thank you for having me back. It's kind of crazy. I'm still kind of in shock, but it's been really rewarding just to see, you know, finishing off the season and just seeing it all come together, all the hard work. I really owe it to my coaches. They've been super dedicated to coaching me and just making me the best athlete I can be. So the last few days, it's been kind of surreal, but I'm just super grateful to have been able to finish off the season and just really do what I never thought I could do. But it's always been a dream of mine. So
in something we
kind of see it to come together.
That's for sure. I believe it. And something that we kind of talked about a few weeks ago was how, you know, this was essentially it for you. You know, your high school career is wrapping up and everything like that. So to come out on top with a New York State championship to wrap up your high school career, you mentioned how rewarding it was a few moments ago, but I'm wondering if you can kind of take us through that, like how much more special all of this is, that this is how you go out.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't be happier. It's just something that's like definitely a dream. And I don't know, it's been a lot of reps, a lot of pull runs, training, lots of hours, but just to be able to leave my high school career with definitely big marks and just be able to reflect on it all it's something that's definitely special, and I'll carry it with me, you know, going into college, and just really cherish it as something that, you know, as an athlete, a lot of people work towards, and to be able to finish it off that way was just truly something that I won't forget.
That's for sure. All right, I want to talk a little bit about how everything played out for you up there at Cicero North Syracuse. At one point, you were getting ready for a jump of 10.06 from what I see, and it took you three attempts to get the job done to be able to put that height a little bit higher. What was the mindset going into that jump? Do you remember? And was it nerve-wracking or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, it was all kind of a blur, but definitely, yeah. So going into it, I came in at 9.06. And then we jumped from 9.06 to 10.06. So that was definitely something that to try to get my mind around. But so I had a few misses at 10.06. So that third jump, I really just knew that, you know, basically my season came down to it. So I just kept, you know, focused, did what I've been doing all season, and just try to really focus in on the fact that this may be my last jump, and that I didn't want to leave it at that height. So just really focusing in on that, and just trusting the training, trusting my coaches, and, you know, just putting it all together. I just told myself I could do it and stayed strong.
And after you were able to clear 10.06, what's going through your mind after that?
That's a great question. I don't quite remember all the different thoughts that were flying through my head, but I really want to just have fun. I the heights, each new height's a new challenge. You get three new jumps, so just trying to put whatever was behind me and just you know, jump my best and try to stay with all my training and just keep going as far as I could.
Well, and then obviously you got up to 11, your second attempt, you get that clear, and I can only imagine how that just felt and what the excitement was like with your coaches and everything like that. Do you remember that part where after you were able to clear that 11 on that second attempt, or is that still a little bit of a blur for you too?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty crazy, but I remember my sister came and gave me a big hug, and that felt great because she knows how much it meant to me, and to be able to share that with her was really great. Coach Scheffler, Coach Hamilton, they both were super supportive. Coach Hamilton's been there through it all, and you know, since seventh grade, so I wouldn't be here without him. So, you know, just all the support and my parents and other track athletes that had graduated from T-Berg. Just having everybody there was super special and something that I'm really grateful to have experienced.
That's awesome. Isabel Morris with us here on BTL from the Trumansburg Track and Field Team. Our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week presented by Cayuga Health capped off a great career as a state champion, Division II pole vault champ in that event with a height of 11 feet. There obviously have been a handful of state champions over there at Trumansburg, especially when it comes to track and field. And, you know, there have been some really good athletes that have come out of there, but to be able to say you're a state champ after who knows how many athletes have competed over there at Trumansburg, I mean, that's got to be such a great feeling knowing that you're one of the few to be able to reach the highest of heights, and we're not talking about the 11-foot pole vault that you had.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely surreal. Being able to have that in my career is pretty amazing. But, I mean, the competition was great. And even if after I went out, there were still girls jumping for D1, and just be able to, you know, keep improving. It's not, I don't want to stop here. there's always something to work on, as I said before. And the community of vaulters is just so empowering. Everybody's, you know, we're all a little crazy, but we love the sport. And so to be able to share that with, you know, Kiara and Rosie and all the other great athletes, in the surrounding area is just awesome.
You know, you mentioned your sister Rosie a couple of minutes ago and how she gave you a big hug after you won states and all of that. I'm wondering, there's got to be a tiny bit of like sibling rivalry or a little bit of fun that you guys are like a little competitive nature between the two of you. Is there any of that? And if so, like what's the most competitive thing you feel like you two like to compete at?
That's a good question. I mean, definitely sisterly love. Like we always have little competitions. Pole vault's a big one. She was super happy for me. And I mean, we've worked every practice together. So she having her there is just awesome. You know, I there's just so many things that, you know, we compete at together. So it's hard to place just one thing, but I don't know. Jump offs. You know, we've always had like, you know, in practice we put up the bar and see how many people can clear it. Go back and forth. You know, we have little boxing matches and we just kind of keep it light. But you know, we don't stay mad at each other if we do. You know, because we're always there for each other. So. I don't know. I don't have a great answer for that, but it's definitely something that being a twin, you know, we can look at each other and, you know, she was coaching me on the side. So just to be able to have that and going into college as well, having that is just something that I really couldn't be happier.
That's so cool. I love it. And you mentioned going to college. I'm wondering if you can let the listeners know what's next for you.
Yeah, sure. So both Rosie and I are going to head to Nazareth College. I'm going to study environmental science and then continue, you know, the dream of vaulting. Coach Goss and Coach Ferrara, they're super excited, and I'm really excited to work with them. He's a great pole vault coach, and he's still jumping. So just to be able to work with people that love the sport as much as I do and really just are super enthusiastic is really exciting.
That's great. Well, Isabel, before we let you run, you might remember a couple of weeks ago, the Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's five random questions to dive a little bit deeper into your personality and get to know you a little bit more and everything like that. You ready for these five random questions this time around?
Yeah, sure.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, excellent. Here we go. First question for you. Dogs or cats?
Ooh. Dogs, definitely.
All right. Second question for you. What is your go-to flavor of ice cream?
Ooh, I'd probably have to say mint chip. Super refreshing.
Good stuff. I like it. Third question for you. What is your ultimate dream vacation spot?
Ooh, I mean, I love traveling. I guess I would have to say Adirondack. So we have a camp up there that we always go up there.
Nice.
Just to be with family and friends. We always see both our grandmas. Shout out to them. They're always super excited to, you know, hear about track. So probably Adirondack for me.
The place to go. I love it. That's a great answer. All right, fourth question for you, Isabel. Your favorite out of the four seasons, spring, summer, winter, or fall, which one is it?
I think I'd have to go with summer. The sunshine's great.
And you get to go to the Adirondacks and enjoy all of that. So there you go. Final and fifth question for you. This is a completely random question, but we thought of it here and we want to find out. What is the best Halloween costume you've ever worn?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'm trying to slip through the years here. Probably Cousin It. I don't know if you know that character, but I have long hair, so I, you know, put on the sunglasses and hat and made it work.
Significantly better than my Power Rangers costume when I was like 6 years old. I appreciate it. Well, hey, Isabel.
I mean, hey.
It was a great season for you, and it's so cool that you get to cap it off here with a New York State championship. So much for you to be proud of. Congratulations, and really appreciate the time, okay?
Thank you so much. It's an honor.